up, you might as well mess up big. I messed up. I will admit it freely. I feel so cheap and insignificant and superficial. I plead guilty.
No, we can't be late.
Where's Charlie? Charlie's right here.
Gotta get him dressed and bed.
Yeah, I know, you gotta wake him up. I forgot.
Still in bed.
I should be.
Hang on the door, wake up, Charlie.
I'm waking up now, okay. I forgot at 20 after the hour. Word of the week. My only defense is that in the new system here, it blows right through. They think, I just didn't even see it. But I have it now. I'll be the jail by 9. Yeah, wake up, Charlie. They're going to haul me. Word of the week. So let's pretend it's 20 after 7.
But it's not 20 after 7 somewhere.
That's right. Like where? Well, you know, 15 minutes. Yeah, you know what there is. Somewhere I think there is, because I think there was a time.
Like Punxsutawney?
Could be Punxsutawney or Punxsagalore or something.
Columbus, Ohio?
Maybe in Columbus. Somewhere there's a 15-minute time zone difference, I believe.
Salem, Virginia?
Salem, Virginia? So, I feel so cheap, insignificant, and superficial that I did forget the Muhlenberg Elementary Center in Reading or Reading Pediatrics. Good citizens of the Reading or Reading capital of the world. Word of the week. So hopefully we got people hanging in there to hear it.
Word of the week is tardy.
Stop it. Buffoon.
Word of the week is procrastinate.
Word of the week is fired. No. Hopefully not. Savory. That is the word of the week. Savory. Did he play for the Reading Phillies?
Yeah, he sure did.
He did.
Wow, now he's word of the week.
How about that? Was it Nick? Was his name? It was a Savory.
Joe Savory.
Joe Savory, yeah. Savory,
Mr. Phillies fan.
Oh, we really just want him down. You might as well keep beating on me. Sure. All right, Savory, S-A-V-O-R-Y, which means pleasing to the taste or the smell. Here's a sentence. We happily anticipate the plethora of savory foods that we'll soon be eating at Baseball Town. That's a sentence they provided for me. And we could also say we enjoyed the time that Nick Savory played for the Reading Phillies. I know, Joe Savory. So anyway, there it is, Savory. So use it in a sentence. Come up with your own sentence for it. And use it. Bandy it about.
Try to find a way to savor our word of the week.
Yes, and that would be savory for you. And use it. Make Reading the reading capital of the world while having fun with words and literacy. And timeliness. Savory, the retroactive word of the week. 17 minutes retroactive, something like that. You know, it happens. I feel so cheap, again, as I say. But it does happen. All right.